So 45,000, that sounds impressive for a small state, but it's a bit more complicated than that. How many of those have come through the exchange?
Well, Rick, it's kind of interesting. Some people look at this enrollment story as a glass being half full, while others see the glass as being half empty. And here's why. As you mentioned, 45,000 people have signed up for coverage beginning on January 1st. But of those 45,000 people, 30,000 work for small businesses, and roughly 15,000 are signing up as individuals. Now, the online payment system over here has never worked, so the small businesses have had to use other options to provide coverage. And Governor Peter Shumlin gave them two options. One, they could go directly to the insurance companies, and in our case, that's Blue Cross and MVP. Or they could extend their current policy for the first 3 months of 2014 and then hope that the online payment system will be working sometime this winter. And the vast majority of businesses chose the option of buying directly from the insurance company. So you've got 30,000 people who work for small businesses, and they're getting their coverage by bypassing the exchange. Now, part of the online payment system does work for individuals. It works well enough for them to get a monthly bill and also to be eligible for federal subsidies. So we've got about 15,000 individuals who have signed up on the website. So the governor says, hey, the glass is half full. We've got a lot of people getting health care coverage beginning January 1st. And critics say, yeah, but don't forget, two-thirds of those people are getting their coverage outside of the exchange.
What about those 15,000 individual signups? Have they gone well? I mean, have those been able to be processed through the site?
Well, that was rough for a while. I mean, the site opened on October 1st, and it wasn't until December 1st that individuals could actually sign up and pay on the exchange. Before that, people had to fill out paper applications. One really interesting thing, though, Rick, is that of the 15,000 people who have signed up on the exchange, about half of them discovered as they went through the process that they're eligible for the expanded Medicaid program. And for people in this category, and this is about half of the individuals now in Vermont who have signed up on the exchange, they get excellent coverage through expanded Medicaid, and it's totally free. There are no monthly premiums. So that's been very good news for this group of individuals.
Now, Vermont has the highest number of signups per capita for the healthcare exchange, according to the government numbers. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think there's one really big reason, and that is that Vermont is the only state in the country that mandates that all individuals and small businesses, and these are businesses with fewer than 50 employees, these two groups must go through the exchange if they want to buy health insurance. Again, Vermont's the only state in the country. And you might wonder, why did Vermont do this? Well, in part, it's because Governor Peter Shumlin and Democratic leaders at the State House want to implement a universal access single-payer system in 2017, and they'll need a waiver from the federal government to do this. So right now, they want to get as many people as possible into the exchange, and then 2 years from now, they'll mandate that businesses with between 50 and 100 employees will come through the exchange. So I think that's a really big factor. The other one would be that because the governor did create some options for small businesses when the online payment system failed to work and many companies took advantage of those options, we saw a lot of interest in the business community to sign up by bypassing the exchange.
Has Vermont avoided the exchange problems that plagued the federal website by setting up their own?
You know, you would think it might help, but it really didn't. So it's also interesting to note that the company that's responsible for setting up the federal websites, like the one in New Hampshire, is the same company that's designing the Vermont-specific website. It's a Canadian company called CGI. A lot of problems that they had at the federal website, they're having in Vermont. The Vermont website crashed a few times in October. It lost people's application information. It was clearly not prepared for the amount of traffic that came on the website initially. Most of those problems have been fixed, but as I mentioned, the online payment system still is not working. And if this goes on into January or early February, Governor Peter Shumlin is going to face some very difficult decisions because our Republican Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott has called for the governor basically to delay participation in the exchange for an entire year. Right now, the governor is only talking about a three-month period. But if we get to February 1st and this online payment system still isn't working, then look for the Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott to really lead the charge for a one-year delay. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot of Democrats who got in line behind him, because they're going to be looking for cover.
Yeah, and so this is going to add a little interesting political wrinkle as the first quarter of 2014 rolls out. Where is Vermont headed with their changes to the healthcare system overall, you think?
Well, you know, Governor Shumlin and the Democratic leaders at the legislature really want to implement a single-payer system here in 2017. It will need a waiver from the federal government. And just to give you the scope of what this means, it means that every Vermonter would automatically have coverage. You don't have to apply for it anywhere. And you would pay for this coverage in part based on your ability to pay. But how to pay for this system is going to be one of the biggest debates the Vermont legislature has ever had. It looks like it's going to happen during the 2015 session. There are going to be some options unveiled during the 2014 session, but the actual vote won't come until 2015. You're talking about raising around $2 billion in new state taxes. And that's about double what the state is raising right now to pay for all of the operations of state government. And we have an income tax. We've got a sales tax. We have a rooms and meals tax. We have a corporate income tax. So I think in order to make this fly, they're going to have to use some kind of payroll tax for both employees and employers, because you just can't raise the income tax enough to make enough money. And then you're going to need another source of money. Something like imposing the state sales tax on professional services like accountants and insurance salespeople and architects and car mechanics. And a lot of people aren't going to like that approach, but the governor will say, hey, don't forget, you're not paying your monthly premiums anymore. That's going to go away under the single payer system. So it's going to be very interesting to see if the legislature in 2015 is really ready to identify a funding source. And even though the governor wants to put this plan into place by 2017, I think there are a lot of people who are thinking it's going to take a lot longer than that.
Bob Kinzel of Vermont Public Radio, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Rick.